From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Kyle Norris. The Missouri House has given first-round approval to next year's state budget. Supporters of the University of Missouri were unable to restore nearly $8 million in cuts made recently by House budget writers. In fact, another $1 million was cut from MU and given to Lincoln University. The sponsor of that change, GOP House Member Jay Barnes of Jefferson City, said Lincoln University has
a farm in Cole County. They do a lot of research. They're eligible for matches from the federal government, though, that they haven't gotten because they haven't been funded for ag research by this body.
The 13 bills that make up the Missouri state budget need one more round of votes before moving to the Missouri Senate. After a record-breaking 39-hour filibuster attempt, the Missouri Senate has passed a bill on a proposal amending the Missouri Constitution to provide further religious protections for those objecting to gay marriage. The measure would prohibit government penalties against business owners and individuals who cite a, quote, sincere religious belief while declining to provide services involving, quote, expressional or artistic creation for same-sex weddings. It also protects clergy and worship places from participating in such weddings. The debate began around 4:20 p.m. Monday. The bill passed with a 21-11 vote this morning. The bill would have to go to a public vote before amending the Constitution. Former President Bill Clinton is exhorting Democratic activists and union members to work hard to help his wife, Hillary Clinton, win next week's presidential primaries in Missouri and Illinois. Joe Manis was at yesterday's rally in Bridgeton.
For 40 minutes, Bill Clinton embraced his image as explainer-in-chief as he laid out a series of reasons why he believed his wife is the most qualified and best candidate to be the next president. But aside from her economic and legislative skills, Bill Clinton also asserted that many rights Americans take for granted are at risk if one of her Republican rivals ends up in the White House.
You will not recognize this country in 4 or 5 years if we have one of those people running in the other party as president, a Republican Congress, and a Republican Supreme Court.
Later this week, two of those GOP contenders, Donald Trump and Ted Cruz, are expected to be in town. I'm Joe Manis.
The Missouri Highway Patrol says a man wanted in connection with the fatal shootings of 5 people is in custody after a manhunt. The Highway Patrol told the Kansas City Star early this morning that Pablo Antonio Serrano Vitorino had been arrested in Montgomery County, Missouri. The newspaper reports the suspect was found lying on a hill just north of Interstate 70 and no shots were fired. Serrano Vitorino, a Mexican national who lived in Kansas City, Kansas, is accused of fatally shooting 4 men late Monday night at his neighbor's home. He was also wanted in connection with the shooting death of 49-year-old Randy Nordman in Montgomery County, Missouri. I'm Kyle Norris, KBIA News, Columbia.